Ukabonis. Vindamo, what if the person in Amozi does not know this last halacha? If so, he's a shaykh by both of them. He did not know the halacha at the beginning with Chlal, and he doesn't know the end halacha. So the shaykh is the whole time. If so, idi, both is like one big chet. It's like ocho shnei zeist echelev belem echad. He's eating two pieces of fat during one forgetting. That he's only chayiv one korban. So this amar is also. It's only one shaykh. He doesn't realize he's doing anything wrong. He went in, he thought he's allowed to. Now his wife says she's an Edom. So he figures, okay, let me get out. He doesn't realize he's doing anything wrong. So it's only one chiyuv korban, not two kabonis. So where is there a case that you chayiv two kabonis? It's called the yediyah in between. The yela, the case has to be b'shein samach levesta. Otherwise we could be talking about in the middle of the month that your wife is not supposed to see a period now, so you're allowed to live with her. Who's a man? Who are we talking about? If it's a Talmud Chacham, then he should not even be chayiv one korban. He's not even chayiv one. Because Aknis honest. For going living with her, he's an honest. It's in the middle of the month. She's not a nida. It's not near her period. So he's allowed to live with her. If she becomes a nida in between, he's an honest. He's potter. Aprisha, when he leaves her, he's a Talmud Chacham, he knows the law, he's supposed to wait there, and he leaves right away, so Mason, he's Chayiv Chorus, he's not Chayiv Korban. If the person is an Amoritz, Chadu de Mechayiv, but Moshe Mechayiv in one Korban, Aprisha, only for leaving. But again, for coming in, he's an honest. He's allowed to live with her right now. Then his wife said that she's an Eder, so he left her right away, he did not know he did anything wrong, so he's Chayiv one Korban. So where's the case that Rav and Abayi both said, Rabbi said, Yechayiv two kabonis. So, Adama Rav said like this then. Adama Rav, Li'olam, B'samach Levesta. We're talking about, yes, it's near the period time. She's supposed to see a period today, so he's not supposed to live with her. Uva Talmud Chacham, the person's a Talmud Chacham. So the question is then, it's good why he's Chayiv for going in. He's called the Shege, even though he wasn't supposed to go in, but he's not amazed because he thought he could do a fast job before she'll see the Dam. So he's only a Shege. The question is, though, by coming out, though, why is he chayiv a korban? He's amazed. He knows the halachas. The answer is, over such a person, over Talmud Chacham Lezu, v'ein Talmud Chacham Lezu, he knows the halachas about Samach Levesta, and he knows when his wife becomes needed, means something that she's a needer, but just he forgot this last halacha. He did not remember this last halacha, so when you have to leave him, you have to wait until first the Aver is mace, and then leave. He thought, no, I'm allowed to leave right away. So it's called the Shegeg. That's the case, that's the one case where Chayiv two kabonis. It's called the Yadi in between the Yizat Talmud Chacham. He knows the halacha that now that his wife is Tamei, he has to do something special, but he just forgot this last halacha, how to leave her. So since he did it with Shegeg, he's Chayiv a korban. Omar Rava says, V'tavayu teninen. Both of these halachas we learned, that you give Chayiv a korban for the Kenisa coming into your wife, and you give Chayiv for the Prisha. Kenisa Tanina and Prisha Tanina. Prisha Tanina, where's the case of Prisha? Again, that's our Mishnah. The Tani says in our Mishnah, you were living with your wife, and she was Torah when you started out. She wasn't the Nida, it was okay. The Yomrullah, now in the middle of the Bia, she tells you, Nitamesi, I become Tamei, I feel the blood is coming out. Upirish Miyat, and the husband leaves her right away the way he is with an Eva Kushi, with a hard Eva. Chayiv, that's the case, is Chayiv a korban, our Mishnah says. That's the case you see for the Prish alone, even though when you went in, it was the Heter, but the leaving also, you have to leave a special way. So that's our Mishnah. Now, Kenisa Tanina, where there a Mishnah about the loch of Kenisa, that you're not allowed to come in for coming in such a case, also you Chayiv? It says like this, in the Mishnah needed, it says, where they live together, the man and the wife, and then afterwards, they checked themselves that to see if there was dam or not for Shas Tashmis. So after the man came out, he wiped his aver, as it says, Nim Tzal Shaloi. If after he wipes himself on the Shemati, he finds some dam, so then we know for sure that that dam was from his wife, that when he was inside, she was an Ida. So the Sadalachor is Temeim. The husband is also Tomei for Shiv, it's called the Boyal Nida, you're also Tomei. The chayav and the korban, and now the husband is chayav. They're both chayav the korban. They did a chet b'shegeg. They didn't realize she was a nida, and it comes out she was a nida. She's chayav the korban. Stam is talking about samach levesta, because otherwise it'll be an onus. So he's chayav the korban. He's called b'shegeg. So that's the Mishnah. So my love, aren't we talking about over here the samach levesta? We're talking about now that it was samach levesta. So why is he chayiv? The aknisa is chayiv for going in. That's what it's chayiv for. Because mashma clearly, like Laskona, he does not know that he's tamei until after he came out and he first checked himself. So he can't be chayiv for the prisha because he did not know that he was tamei. So it has to be that he's chayiv for the whole bia for coming into her, because it was samach levesta. She was supposed to see a period now, so he wasn't supposed to live with her. And now we found out that she was a nida then, so he's chayiv a korban.
But he only found out after he came.
You're right, it doesn't make a difference. But he's still called the shegeg because he shouldn't have went in.
Right, but it does make a difference because he couldn't have, you can't say that he should have left it in until
you're right, right. You're right, that's the same, that's the right. It's not for the preacher, you're not chayiv for the preacher. You're chayiv for the kanisa. That's what we want to bring a proof. Here it has to be for the kanisa, not for the preacher. Now the one wants to say maybe no. Omale Ravada Bar Maskin the Ravo Liyolam, really I'll tell you further. Emalach, I can't tell you Bishloy Samach Levesta. No, that Mishnah need is talking about in the middle of the month where he's not doing anything wrong for coming in. You can't be chayiv for the Kanisa because it's not Samach Levesta. He's allowed to live with her. So why is he chayiv the Korban? Maybe the Afrisha, we're talking about the way he left her. And the case would be then that in the middle of the Biyah she tells him that I'm Tamei, so he's supposed to wait. And he did not wait, he left right away. That's why it's chayiv the korban. The chitayim, maybe you'll ask me, prisha lomli, what do I need this chiddush for? We had a mishnah, our mishnah in Shruas talks about prisha. So I'll tell you, hotani lei, the reason why it says it over there, hotani lei ho itzrach. He needs it for this. When the question is, well, lomli, hotani lei. You know what he had to have that mishnah for? We learned our mishnah. So the answer is, ho itzrach lashminim. The Mishnah over there needs for another Chiddush, for the other halacha. So it says, what's going to be if afterwards he checks himself and he's okay? But Nimtza al Shalom, when she makes a bedika after the Tashmish, she finds dam in herself. So now it's only a Sufik, a doubt, maybe this dam first came after the Tashmish. Mm-hmm. After the husband left her, that's when she first started to see. Maybe no, maybe the dam was there from before. So in this case it says, Tamei be Sufik, that both are Tamei, the husband is Tamei min Sufik. It's a sofik. If he did the chet or not, so for korban is potter. So that's the chiddush. That if we only find the dam on her bedika, that's a potter min a korban. So maybe the idea the boy mister nimtzash law, since he wants to tell us what's the locha if she finds the dam on her bedika, toni nami nimtzash law. It also tells us already what would be if we find on his bedika. But maybe we're talking about only for the prisha and not for the kenisa. So Mar says no. Because first that doesn't make sense. Omele Ravina Lravada. Mi Matas Lyukma Lehi Bishloy Samach Levesta Viaprisha. Can you say this Mishnah need is talking about in the middle of the month when she's not the time of a period? So there's nothing wrong for living with her. The Knesset telling me not chayiv for. Yoni chayiv for the Prisha. And what will be chayiv? That in the middle the wife tells him that she's an Ida. So she tells him, and then he's chayiv for leaving the wrong way. That's not true. The Mishnah says clearly that they first find out later. After the Tashmish, he checks himself, and he first finds out later that he's Tamei. But not that he knew about it before. If Nimtza means he knew about it now first. He first found out now. Via Prisha, and if we're talking about Chayiv for leaving, it must be Mikoro, Ki Porishle, Mikoro Hevele Yediyah. It has to be that before he left, he knew what happened. It had to be that his wife told him then that she was Tamei. So clearly this Mishnah is not talking about Prisha, but as the Mishnah needs, it's talking about Knesa. That's talking about Samach Levesta and Yechayiv for going in. That's a Chiddush here that Yechayiv... And later on, you find out that she wasn't either at the time, so you chayiv the korban. Because you shouldn't have went in, you should have known. Now it's near the time of the period, you're not supposed to be there. Omalei Rav says, Tzayis Maitakama Rabach. Listen to what Rabbi is telling you. That Hechi Motzis, Yishrashi says to me, Omalei Hochi Motzis, Omalei Hochi Motz Lukma Bechnisa. I tell you, no, you could say the case all about Knesa. The Tony law, I'll bring another proof. The Tony law says on this, no. Listen to what Rebbe said, that's not talking about the Knesa, but it's talking about the Prisha. You know why? The Tony law we learned on that Mishnah Nida, Zui Mitzvah Sasei, Shebenida, Shechayavim Aleha. This is the mitzvah's essay of a need that you chayev a korban on. So it says the mitzvah's essay. Essay means that once you're there, better, you have to leave her. Now, if you want to tell me that we're talking about some of Levesta, and the Aveira is even for going in, if so, mitzvah's loisa say you, then it should be a loisa say, not an essay. So Chorot Sarai, we're talking about the Prisha. Ah, you have a kasha, it's a kasha. Malay, but he says in the back, no, that's not a question that you're answering me now. My first question of Minsa is a bigger question. On this alone, Amalei, itanisa, if you want to learn this Mishnah right, chosa, something is missing here. Well, tanihok, it is the way you should learn it. Zui mitzvahs loisa say shibnin, enchanami, bigoris learn, this is a mitzvahs loisa say, shachayov amaleho. That's the case that Yechayah for the Knesset for coming in, it's Samach Levesti, not supposed to be here, Yechayah for this. Now it says, Now, you're living with your wife when she was Torah, for Yomrala in the middle she tells you, Nitamesi, she became Tomei, Opirish Miyad Chayiv. If she leaves right away, if he leaves right away, it's chayiv. And zui mitzvah shevanida. This is the case of an essay shevanida that there's a special essay how to leave her, but what we'll soon see. Amamar, what we just say, pirish miyad chayiv. If he leaves his wife right away, in the middle of the bia, she tells him that she's a nida, and he left right, he goes out right away, he's chayiv a korban. For the Gemara, hechi of it, what should he do? Now the Khuri did the right thing, he left. That's what he should do, he should leave her. She's an Eden now. What did he do wrong? Or what should he have done? Omar Afuna, Mishmei the Rav, this is what he's supposed to do. Noyetz Esetzi Porno Bekarka. Put your 10 fingers into the ground. Like really means a little bit, lift yourself up a little bit, that your body should not be lying on her. And that would make it that your Eva will be mace at Sheyomus until the Eva becomes small. And then you leave her without the enjoyment. Betuvia, and that's the best way. Rashi, betuvia means the ashra, worthy are you. Kloima, zui atay v'loy. This is the best way to do. So that's the eitzah. If you leave her with Avra Mace, we'll soon say that's considered less hanor, and that's the way to do it. But if you leave right away when Avra is still bakushi, still hard, it's more enjoyment, for that there's an issa. So Amar Rava, Rava wanted to say, if so, zeis samaris, from here it should be a proof, that ha mishamesh mace be a rois, potter. Which is the Gemar Choykes, the Gemar in Yevomis. Let's say you live with your sister, but your Avra is mace, your Avra is not hard, your Avra is soft, and you just put it there, you push it in as much as you can go. So you're doing a Maisa Bia with an Erva, with your Avra is mace, are you Chayiv or not? So now a Gemar, it should be for sure that your Potter it should be. Why? The Sagodat, if you want to tell me, Chayiv, that's for living with an Erva, when your Avra is mace, still it's called Hanor. Still Yechayiv, if so, Hocho, my time of Potter. So over here, when you're inside your wife, why are you telling me now if you leave the right way, your Potter? I, she's an Ida. Mishun Diyana, so the answer is because you're an honest. You went in Beheter, and now you have to leave, so you're an honest, you have to leave. E honest, so if you're an honest, Kipirish Miyad Nami Nifter. So then what's the difference? Even if you leave right away when you're hard, also you should be Potter, you're an honest. Honest, so. Like, what's the difference if you're telling me now? But an Aver, what are you telling me? Wait until the Aver is mace. What do I gain? If you tell me with an Aver mace, it's also called an Issa Erva, you're not allowed to live with an Erva. When your Aver is mace, so what do I gain by waiting until the Aver is mace? Then I'm Potikos as an onus. Let me leave right now when the Aver is hard, I'm also an onus. What's the difference? Omulay Abai says back to no. So if you'd say with an Aver mace, you're Potter Baroyis, that's the difference. That's not called an Avera. So we tell you to wait until the Avera is mace, there it's not called an Avera. But if you tell me, living with an Avera when the Avera is mace is chayiv, what's the difference here? So Amalei Abai says back, no, still there's a difference. Li'erlem, really, I could tell you, Eimaloch, ha-mishamis mace be'aroy is chayiv. If you live with your sister, even though your Avera is small, it's not hard, still you're chayiv. If so, v'hocho, my time, you know why I tell you here, you have to exit, you have to leave Badafka, the neighbor mace, Potter, Mishum the honest, true. It's not because it's not called an Aveira at all, but you're an honest, you have to leave your wife, and that's the least you could do, is wait till it becomes small and then go out. I've heard Dharma, that's what you tell me, if so, Kipirish Miyad Amaychayiv, why if he leaves right away when the Aveira is hard, is he chayiv, the who is also his honest? The answer is no, there's still a difference. Shahoya Loy Lifresh Banom Wetes, Opirishman Banom Ruba.
that if he leaves when the aver is hard, there's more enjoyment there. But if he leaves when the aver becomes mace, then there's less enjoyment. So true, if he wouldn't be an onus, he'd be chayiv. If you live with your sister with an aver mace, it's called a little bit hanor, hamashamish mace barois, could be his chayiv. Here your potter, because you're an onus. You went in beheter, and never he has to go out, so he's allowed to go out. Just if you go out when the air is still hard, that's called hanor merubah. For that extra enjoyment that you have no right to do. You have to wait, put your hands down on the ground, and wait until the air becomes mace, and then you leave with the least amount of hanor, and the reason why your potter is because it's an onus. That's the loch, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. That if you leave the aver when it's hard still, the aver achai, then you're chayiv the korban if you do it b'shoidit.
That's an extraordinary answer.
King of so, matinu aruchu k'tzor benida. It comes out that there's a shorter route and a longer route.